Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He goes down to get it on the hardwood, finds Horford to Pajewski. Here come the Warriors left to right, leading by 7. Butler with the catch on the right side. Yet to get to the foul line. Takes the jumper instead and nails it! Right over Chris Paul. Double-digit lead again for Golden State.
Well, Nation, this is Moses Moody coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studio. You're listening to the Steiny and Guru.
The touch, you're out of time, man.
You're out of time. Yeah, you know where they're from.
Right, Steiny.
You know where Hall & Oates are from. Philadelphia.
Damn right. Oh, boy, I needed that one.
Yeah.
What part?
I think Upper Darby or
Lower Marion. That's all I know. That's Kobe.
Yeah, that's the main line.
Is that the rich?
Yes.
Okay. Right.
It's unbelievably.
Okay.
It's like old. Yes. It's old money. But of course,
I love that term. Old money.
Yep. What should I start out with here?
Well, you teased Mike D, and I didn't hear what he said about Kerr.
Okay.
I'm fighting for my life over here, Steiny.
Why?
I got a lifelong buddy. You hadn't met him. He wasn't Ed Norms. Peter Lawrence. No, that's Vontae's guy.
Oh, that's right.
His name's Pete Lawrence. We call him Dodger Pete.
Sure.
So he's rooting for the Dodgers, and I go back second, third grade. He was good in all sports.
Okay.
I'd like to see my boy happy again, but people are coming for me.
He was happy last year.
He's about to be happy for the third time in 5 years.
Me acting like he's a Pirate
just like Giants
fan.
Fans.
Hey, Evan, you know
a decade
what?
Ago.
God
maybe
love
go
you, Pete,
Giants.
But come on, man.
Greedy ass, huh? Anyway, go ahead, Steiny.
All right, Pete. So Mike Dunleavy, the Warriors GM, was on the Warriors pregame show on NBC Sports Bay Area last night, and he was asked about, you know, the Kerr situation again. And this was just a little bit different than his answers in the past. Here's what he said.
Yeah.
And then I want to make a bigger point about where they are. Mike Dunleavy says, look, the reality is Steve can stay as long as he wants. He's got great self-awareness. He knows where he's at. And I think Joe Lacob said this too. If he's going to coach here, we want to make sure that he fully wants to be here, is fully committed and all that. And I think Steve's taking time right now. He's taking the season, and we're respectful of that. I'm confident he'll be back and we'll get something done. But this is not a normal situation with a coach in the last year of the deal. This is Steve Kerr. This is unique, and we're comfortable with where we're at with him. We feel like we'll get something done. All right. So I'm starting to think about the Warriors right now. And we talk about how teams are on the same page on the court.
Yeah.
I I'm starting to think this whole organization is on the same page with the future. So remember, was it last year? When did Curry get the 1 year extension?
Well, the year before last. Okay. We were talking whatever day you kept saying on the calendar.
That's
it
right.
Happened.
I think you're right.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
I want to say two.
2 years, Evan. I think he's checking it out.
He signed a plus one.
Yeah,
right. But he had a year left.
Yeah. What year did he sign?
He signed it last summer.
Okay. So I said, you know, if Steph Curry really wants to, he could sign an and one now for 2027-28. He could. And the Warriors would probably have to give it to him. But they're all on the same page. Curry won't. They don't want to give him a contract after that year. He probably doesn't want a contract after that year. Ditto with Draymond, who's going to be up. Butler's lined up, too. Like, they all know that they got 2 years, and if they make any kind of commitment after that, the situation could be so different that the player or coach is just caught in a situation they do not want to be
in. Well, I'm feeling that, but why wouldn't Kerr just re-up for two?
Because Kerr wants to make sure that if the season goes sideways this year, that he's not locked in to coaching next year.
But I'll say this to that.
Here.
Okay. But the sideways barring injury, and maybe that's what I can't do that. That's not fair for the exercise. But if you go to their record last year, what you're seeing from the youngsters, this is five games. My point is, I would be calling Joe and Mike, where do I sign?
Wait, where?
Because sideways doesn't look like it's on our street at all,
well,
barring
injury.
Well,
it's five games into the year.
No, barring injury.
But what if they get injured?
Then, but you're saying that would keep you from signing?
Absolutely. I mean, like, that's the thing. They all know, they have a 2 year window, but they all know. Everybody in there knows they can turn on a dime. And that's why the way the salaries are set up, they like where they're at right now. So, like, in a crazy way, Curry doesn't want to sign in 2027, 2028. And the Warriors don't want to do that either at this point. And you know what? I almost feel like the reason they don't want to do it is because, not because they don't have the money or they think he's not going to be the player, but because then they'd have a locked-in Steph Curry while they're starting to rebuild. And I don't think they want to do him the courtesy of allowing him, if he doesn't like where they're at next year at this time or in the offseason 2 years from now, that he can say, you know what, let's move on.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just telling you, if I were Joe Lacob and Mike D., I feel like behind closed doors is bothering them a bit. And when I say bother, that's too strong. They would like to have Steve wrapped up if it were a year, two. I would want him to have that. That's just me.
But he doesn't want to either.
And that's like, where I'm a double back.
But
you think it's just because you said sideways, and I'm being real, Stoudy, he kind of answered it before last week. Barring injury, do you think sideways could be bad basketball?
It's possible.
See, I guess I'm having a
Well, it's
hard
possible.
Time
they started
with.
12-3 last
that they
year.
They did, but they didn't have Jimmy. You're right.
I mean, you never know. Butler could, Draymond could,
could pop off.
Some, you know,
saying.
Curry misses 2 weeks, he comes back, Butler gets hurt for three. There so many things can happen. And what I think's going on is the whole organization, like, is in lockstep with this, and if Steve Kerr, see, here's the thing. I think Kerr knows. I think they all know it. Like, Kerr knows. Let's say he'd sign a 2 year extension. He's got this year.
Yeah.
Next year, and then as an act of good faith, he takes 2 years because he wants to build. Okay, that's fine. Then what happens if the team has to pivot, which they've set everything up to do if they need to? If, you know, what is it? Pull in case of emergency. They can always pull in case of emergency, But if they pull in case of emergency, they might not want Steve Kerr to be the coach for two more years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
you cannot tell me Joe Lacob believes that Steve Kerr would be a great coach for the post-Curry era, or at least like the last year of Curry.
If I give you that, I still feel like the ball is in Steve Kerr's corner.
It is, and he doesn't want to sign an extension. I mean, they both said it. He can coach as long as he wants.
Yeah.
So I think Steve Kerr before the season said, look, guys, you know, I've been doing this for 12 years.
And he's done this before, coached on the last year of his deal. Remember that? And we were not making a big deal of it, but it was, naturally.
Yeah.
And he re-upped.
But I think this is much – I mean, the bottom line is, do you trust Steve Kerr? Would you – the only way you give him – the only way – let's say Steve Kerr says, you know what, guys, I realize it's never going to get any better than this. And I want to leave. You know what? I'm ready to take it through from Curry to the next guy. I want to be the head coach here. I think they would probably have to, you know, sign him to a 3 or 4 year extension.
Why don't I believe that's something Steve does not want? I don't believe he'd want to do that.
I agree. I do not think he wants to lock himself in here for this year and let's say two more years, knowing through his experience in the NBA for four decades that things can change and teams may need to go in a do you want Steve Kerr coaching in a rebuild?
No. But if I'm the San Antonio Spurs,
right, that's
and
why
I'm
he's
looking
not doing
at Steve
it.
Kerr
exactly.
With Wimby and what I De'Aaron exactly. Fox and Castle, I would throw the kid, and Johnson, I love you. You got beautiful hair. They're coach now. But man, Steiny, I would throw the kitchen sink in. And I believe if I'm Steve Kerr, wouldn't that attract you? Just like the Lakers job with Shaq and Kobe attracted Phil after nothing would get him out the weeds after coaching Mike and Scotty.
Of course.
Then you say Shaq and Kobe. Hello?
Exactly.
I'm just saying, that's natural.
Of course.
And maybe this might be what it is.
I mean, this is what's called keeping every option open.
I get it, man.
I mean, he's not, he will not sign an extension until he's satisfied that they're going to be stable for the next year and a half. And we don't, as great as the start has been, we don't know that yet.
That's but 90% of that, to me, is predicated on health.
Okay.
Because the vibes in the juju.
Well, it's week. It's the first week of the year.
I was going to last year, too, and you said that was a honeymoon. And for the people that are like you, I guess you could still be right because technically it's not been a full year. But I guess that's what, Steiny, I'm all the way in, and it's not their 4-1.
But this is Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
Hold on. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco, from the 415 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Why does Kerr re-up for one more year to coach Curry and Draymond's last year? I think I have an answer to that. First, I don't think it's going to be Curry's last year next year.
Oh, okay.
Well, damn. That's the first thing. The second, and who knows about Draymond? The second part is if he signs an extension again for next year and they need to pivot this year, they might not want the burden of, not burden, but they might not want him to coach that particular team. Yeah. And I completely understand that.
That's interesting.
And I think it's obviously it's been by design, but I actually think it's perfect. I really do. Because Kerr doesn't care. Talking about, you know, getting an extension for two or three more years. He knows he's going to be able to coach in the NBA if he really wants to. And yeah, I just think he's keeping all his options open.
Warriors
are more than happy to have that.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, and Steve Kerr's in the midst of what could be a special season 5 games in, but just for the sake of the conversations, Donnie, we always talk, and rightfully so, who's going to be the next after Steph, and we're not there yet, but okay, you know, talk to me in a few, but the bottom line is, I just who would Joe Lacob dub, no pun intended, you know, the guy to run or take the reins after Kerr? Just think about that. Like that. That's fun. It's not funny. It's just interesting to me.
I got a simple question for you. Last year, when Curry got the the plus one contract, and we were talking about it before he signed it, and I was like, you know, this is kind of interesting because if he doesn't, you know, maybe I was saying maybe if he's not crazy about where the team's going, he might not want to sign. And remember, I don't want to drop, but Lacob texted me and he goes, "You're overthinking it."
Oh, yeah, gotcha. I remember.
He said, "You're overthinking it. We will give Curry a plus
one." I remember.
Boom. 3 weeks later, bam. He signed.
Yep.
Okay, here's my question. Why hasn't Steph Curry, why didn't he this summer sign a plus one, another year extension for $66 million?
Because things are different now.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
When they traded for Butler, everything changed. So there's now a 2-year timeline.
Exactly.
Or it could be 1 year, but probably a 2-year timeline. Right. I think that's what Curry's changed? Looking at.
I agree. So, like, I think in a crazy way, if Curry were just to hypothetically say, "Yeah, I want that year," the Warriors might be like,
"Yeah." But I think he gets whatever he wants. But
he does. He would.
Everything he's earned.
You don't think that he signed that because the Warriors didn't want to give it to him?
No. What do you mean? The end one this year?
Yeah.
No, I think I think it serves both Curry and the organization to not do that. And that's what I mean about the, I think the organization's in lockstep.
But what's the why behind that again? Why it would
because
help both?
Even Curry understands that we're at this time when things could happen one way or the other. And so if he says, you know what, I want that and one, you know, this hypothetically a month or two ago, I want that next 27-28. And the Warriors are like, "Steph, we're in a 2-year, I don't care, I want it." Okay?
Like, wow. Well,
first of all, he'd never do that. But secondly, you'd have to give it to him. And then what if things go sideways? Now you got Curry under contract for an extra year, and he might, and things have changed. And here's the other thing about Kerr, I think. Like, he's been, like you said right now, 5 games, I'm sold. He's not sold on this team after 5 games. He thinks there's a lot of potential. There's no doubt. He loves what he sees, but I think he's going to wait until he knows for sure this team's got action, not only this year, but also next year. Then he'll sign an extension. And I don't think that'll be till at least January or February.
Yeah, but our guest just joined us, and we asked him, Stoudy, that's something we'll never have, and Steve Kerr never truly will have, you know, intel on, hey, when's Dre's hammy going to go? Is Steph's hammy going to go before the playoffs? So
right.
I think
that's why he's going to wait for the season.
I would, from a health standpoint, think if we're healthy, we got action. We saw that last year, and that's why I keep.
Well, you're
not doing it.
You're
on
different
purpose.
Than me. You're not allowing under any circumstances for this to be a little bit of a mirage, and that if they're like you're assuming if they're healthy, they're a 50 win team.
No doubt.
I'm not.
Wow,
I'm
that's,
not yet.
Okay.
I think they probably will be or would be. If everybody's healthy,
but
the
I ask
season
you this?
Is
yeah.
too
yeah,
long.
I got no doubt. But that's why I'm doing this, and I want you and Evan's answer. What do you not like me or any Warrior fan going back to what they did last year in the regular season to get to the playoffs? Like, what do you do with that? Is that just out of your mind?
No, that
it counts, right?
Sure.
So it's bigger than 4-1.
What if Kerr's like, it's really simple, Joe. What if he says this? It's really simple, Joe. Last year, we made it to the Western Conference semifinals. I tell you what, let's let the year play out. And if I think we're ascending, I'll come for another year. But if we get beat in the first round and the same issues happen, maybe somebody gets hurt or we just don't have the horses, then I'm glad
it.
I didn't lock myself in here. Not only am I glad for myself, but I'm glad you guys didn't lock me in because you know I don't want to coach a rebuild.
Yeah.
So,
oh, Steph is that, not entered. Yeah, that's not attractive.
That's what I mean.
And
I
don't think he should have to do that.
What?
Coach post Steph. Like Pop did. I didn't like that.
Well, if he
Like those years for Pop.
Well, if he wants to.
Like, kudos to him for wanting to do it and tackle
well,
it.
He might
I love
to
that.
Do it. That's the only challenge he's got left. Mm. I mean.
But what if you go, again, I'm the woulda, coulda, shoulda. But if you go get with San Antonio and watch them as they go through
like
their
Phil
puberty.
Jackson. Maybe he wants a challenge.
But to a degree, that would be a challenge, too, with San Antonio.
Yeah, sure. But what I'm saying is, I don't know what makes Steve Kerr click. He met
that
in his,
is, that's
in his
a million
own,
dollar
like, thought. You know, these guys are so competitive. They hear everything. I mean, Steve Kerr may have an inner fire that it really bothers him that people think he needs Steph to win.
No, I totally understand.
So that may be the last challenge left for him is to... Is wow! What if I could win a title in the post Steph era?
Mm.
Well, now all of us, you know. Kind of thinking out loud.
Did you see Stotts getting a gig or something? Whatever happened to Kerr?
No, and I don't know why.
The bee's knees in the chat just asked.
No, I'd actually give Stackhouse a better chance, but I'm not sure what they would do in that situation.
Yeah, and that's another nugget from last night. You know, I was in here and 53% opposing field goal shooting percentage against the Warriors. And then for whatever reason, their defense, a big part of it, I mean, they held the Clippers at 37% and didn't even sniff 100. Like, who had that?
I think Steve Kerr makes like over $15 million a year.
Mm.
Like, he's either the highest paid coach or one of the highest paid coaches. And I just think that Joe Lacob and Steve Kerr have just realized I don't want to give you $20 million for you to coach a team that's got no shot.
Mm.
In you know, if something were to happen this year,
right,
and make next year look like it could go down the tubes.
No, I understand it. But like I said, and I know you think I'm drunk and in love. Shout out Beyonce. And I was last year at this, you know, not at this time, because we, you know, the Warriors were getting off to their good start without Jimmy. I was buying that. And what was the themes? Oh, they're going to play 14 deep. They can go 13 deep. And that thing just turned into, is Curry get, I'll never forget it. So I get what you're saying. The booby traps, Donnie, of, hey, all money ain't good money, but what this Warrior team is doing, the youngsters taking the organic and natural step, maybe to the next level. I just like it, and you got two dudes and Steph and Jimmy Butler that control the game, and that's what last night signaled to me. Jimmy just didn't light it up in the box score, Stani, but it was 50 points of this dude just, his timing is immaculate, man. He has some stuff in that Batman utility belt that wins you games, and he's gotten to the finals without Dre. He's gotten to the finals without Kerr. He's gotten to the finals without Steph. But you get him there with this cast of characters, just with Steph and Dre.
He better have Steph and Dre because he can't carry you by himself.
And now he's hitting a three. I'm playing. It's early, but he hit. It's not easy. Jimmy Baez. That was what I took away from that. Pods was doing his thing with chase down block.
He didn't even have to chase him.
That should be in his living room when you come to Pods'
you know
crib.
What? No, see,
have that there.
Oh, yeah, that's a feather in his cap.
No, what?
Blocking a 42-year-old
blocking a Hall of Famer.
Let me tell you something.
That's what the title
Pods is
going to
have better highlights than that. Trust me.
That may be the only Hall of Famer you chase down from behind in his career.
Pods will have moments of glory.
Not saying he won't.
People won't even remember that been Chris Paul.
Now, just like TJD facialed Wimby. That should be in his living room.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one?
By the way.
It's a little more impressive.
One of the things I was thinking about, too, was, I think Keith Smith said it. It's just, I love Keith Smith.
Yeah.
He said something like, Wemby, you know, we haven't seen anybody like him. You know who doesn't like when people say that?
I'm trying to, real quick.
Chris Mullin.
But tell me why. Molly.
Because he's like, yes, there has been. Ralph Sampson.
Now,
You're going to say, well, hold
no,
on.
No, I was a Let's big Ralph fan.
But the point is, Ralph Sampson is 7'4".
Yeah.
And unbelievably skilled.
All right.
And Wemby's going to be better than him.
Yeah.
But
But it's Rob not wasn't. Like, I would tell Mully, who I love, he wasn't handling behind the 3-point line.
That wasn't part of the game.
Okay, and you're right.
But he could
right.
handle right. it, right. and he could
that.
Pass.
I give you that.
Just like, and here's another one. He's
but
like,
if we did that,
we haven't seen anybody like Zion. Yes, we have. Charles Barkley.
What about Curry?
No.
Mac Mood, Steinie, I really believe was Curry. Give me that. Give me some respect on him.
So that does fly in the face of his statement then.
I mean, you could. I would compare Curry to Mahmood, but he's a better version, clearly.
Yeah. Or Isaiah. Mahmood was a bad dude.
Isaiah. Yeah, see, he doesn't. Maybe if you say Chris Jackson.
Oh, yeah, Chris Jackson.
Guy who played at LSU.
I know who you're talking about.
Oh, okay,
about.
I'm sorry.
But I like that. That's okay. too Mully.
Your answer was no. We've never seen anybody like him.
Which, what do you mean?
So,
we've had a player.
That's my point.
No, I'm talking about stylistically. Stylistically.
I love the Barkley and Zion. I love the Chris Jackson. Ralph Sampson. But that's too smart sports talk. Like you said, the game wasn't played that way. But I love that. But Steinie, your boy's different, man.
We'll see.
He will be the first player to get MVP. Or has it been done? I should know. I'm not Evan. Has somebody won MVP and DPOY?
It's happened multiple times.
Give me the last guy.
I think Dave Cowens did it, and I almost want to say.
Kawhi.
Wes Unseld, I almost want to say.
Giannis did it.
And Nats.
There you go.
I think as recently as 2021.
How bad you got to be to get
Michael
that?
Jordan did it in 88.
Well, I know that.
No, that was a gift.
What do you mean a gift?
Okay, I'm just messing. He's great.
Hey, you're out of here.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment brought to you by Frontier Ford. Lease a 2025 Mustang Mach-E Premium with extended range for just $299 a month at Frontier Ford. Hundreds of new and pre-owned Fords in stock and ready to roll. Find Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek in Santa Clara or online at frontierford.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
All righty, here's what's going on. I'm going to give you a couple updates on some of our pro athletes who play for Bay Area pro teams. I'm going to skedaddle out of here at 1:30. Evan's going to take over. I just want to say thank you to you guys for allowing me to do this.
I just want to let you know the boat doesn't sink when you leave. So, like, you need to know
okay,
that.
So what you're saying is, no, seriously, what you're saying is, I'm acting like I was Steve Kerr on the Jordan Bulls team.
Wow.
And Phil Jackson went up to him and said, yeah, you're not that important. Yeah,
no doubt about okay, it. I love you, though.
You're like Pods' rookie season dude. When he went to the podium and said, I let us down.
Oh, that's man. Right.
Draymond said, sorry, buddy.
We got some Melton news.
Give it to me.
You said you were about to give it.
There's the update is we're going to be updated in 3 weeks.
Well, he's intensified his on-court training and might be ready for practice here, like you said, with the Santa Cruz, Evan, I believe, in like 3 weeks.
Well, he's going to be
reevaluated.
Yeah, reevaluated in 3 weeks.
But it sounds like he's close.
It sounds like he's further than I thought.
They played 5 games, so based on 3 weeks, he'll be available by game
20?
30?
Oh, I know.
Y'all going 30.
Uh-oh. See, things are going sideways. You never know. I'm just kidding. By the way, were you reading a press release?
We posted on our Facebook page.
Did you have it in front of you?
Yeah.
Can you just read the first?
All right. You know, I'm doing this at the funeral tomorrow, too. Hold on, give me a second.
Okay, anyway, they said something. This is
Warriors guard DeAnthony Melton.
I'm going to tell you when to stop, though.
Okay, who underwent surgery to repair a torn left ACL on December 4th, 2024, continues to make good progress.
Stop. What kind of what other kind of progress is there? Progress is good. He's making progress. Good progress.
I got something for you. Purdy had a setback. So
that's
they could easily
different.
Been a, so good progress is progress with
is,
no setback.
No, it's prog. No, then it's if you have a setback, it's not prog. It's not progress.
But then why did they say good progress?
Because they're redundant. It's just like when you say,
all right.
"Oh, he's in grave danger." Is there any other kind?
And has there ever been
Jack
an
Nicholson.
Unsuccessful surgery?
That's a good one, too.
It's like, dude, come on. All right. But, yeah, that's it.
Now, Kyle Shanahan talked to the media.
Oh, give us something. Purdy!
Ricky Pearsall not practicing today.
That's just...
Now, this is interesting with Brock Purdy, because keep in mind Shanahan talked before practice. They're practicing now. And Shanahan said Brock is expected... to be limited.
He's not playing.
I don't know.
He ain't playing, man. Why would you play him if you know it's Wednesday, Stoddy, which means it's Thursday?
What does that mean?
That you're closer to the game than you think. And if you don't know now, he ain't going. You ain't rolling the dice with his toe. If that's what it is, he ain't. It's Mac Jones again. I get it.
I got to tell you, I could see it another way.
Tell me.
That they're...
They're
expecting him to be limited, but they're hoping he could be a full participant, maybe.
That's what you really got from that. I just feel like, man, it was lightweight cryptic.
What'd you get from it, Evan? He's
saving his takes for 130, baby.
Expected to be limited. That means he's limited. Yeah. But you're right. You worried about Melton?
No, I'm worried about Pearsall. What's up, man?
Listen,
because he can't. You got him. He was damaged goods, and now, I mean, dude,
Say damaged goods?
Well, when that's what I said when Herm said you got to save the player from himself.
Well, sometimes you do.
Shows up to OTAs with a hammy. You're too young. What were you doing? And now you got a PCL issue. Like I'm just saying, man.
What are you saying?
He's gonna miss another game.
Okay.
And some guys, Grant Hills, the Yao Mings, the Bill Waltons. They're great when they play, but they just Grant Hill.
Quietly, those are three Hall of Famers. I'm just saying. Well, Grant Hill's in the Hall of Fame. Yao's in the Hall of Fame.
But you know.
And Bill Walton's in the Hall of Fame. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no,
I'm not kidding. They are.
Are you just looking at another game missed by Pearsall? Nothing to see here? It stinks is what I'm saying. I look forward to watching them play.
Well, these things happen.
I can't keep them all straight. So,
I mean, dude.
Got to be delicate with those calves.
What do you want me to say?
I mean, he's winning. He'll always be winning with what he survived last year's Stoney, Ricky Pearsall. But, man, the dude can play the game, but can he stay healthy? And it sounds like, what did you say? He is a non-participant?
He will not practice today. Yeah. Ricky Pearsall.
So we seen him last win. Jacksonville, that catch on the sideline, right? Yep.
I can't even remember.
Yeah, Jacksonville.
He played two or three games, and he got hurt.
That fourth down pass against Jacksonville, remember?
I actually don't.
31 yards, he threw it, he caught it, and then he's laying
down. Game?
He got up, laid down, and that was the last. So it's been one, two.
You want to talk about a tough test.
Four games.
Remember all the injuries this year and how they happened. I couldn't do that.
Well, Warner.
When did it happen and how many games did
he
miss?
Second quarter.
Bosa.
Play first.
Against who? What week and against whom? Warner.
What you mean?
What about Bosa? What week and how and when?
Oh, Bosa was...
That's my point. You can't just run down them all and be like, this happened then. There's too many is all I'm saying. It's, you can't memorize.
No, but for the top tier players, we can.
Well, you can, apparently.
We just did it.
When did Bosa get hurt? What game? Without looking at the computer like I can tell you're doing because you're looking down. What about Warner? When did Pearsall get hurt?
Warner was...
What about Kittle?
It's not, he stopped.
When did Kittle get hurt?
Now I can't
against
talk.
What team?
Opening day, Seattle. Purdy 2.
Okay.
That's 2 of 1.
Okay, what about who's the center? Brendel. When did Hennessy come in? When did they start drinking Hennessy?
At 1:30. That's what you'll be. Did you get you something?
No, you know what?
Goo, you probably got about 2 per drink minimum.
Goo, what if I told you, like,
you know, it's
I'm
exciting.
Looking so forward to it. I haven't even thought about that.
But you will, because there's a bar, beautiful bar. I got you. I just want to let people out.
You
I
almost
know where
dropped on.
No, I want to be.
You see the email we got?
What?
Well, you didn't get it because you're not going. The people who are going.
To where?
To Billy Idol.
So, no phones?
Probably not.
So and what does that really mean?
I
see Michael Jackson, I can't record it.
Nope.
Well, you couldn't when he was performing.
Michael's a bad dude.
All right. So the 510 saying, yes, bring on E-Dog. He's a Thundercat.
Yeah, he is.
Guru and Evan, let's get a poll going.
We need Thundercat.
You think Steiny's going golfing? I'm not going golfing.
No, you're going to a
concert.
That
would be hilarious. This was all just a ploy.
I just know this bothers those guys.
I think it only bothers one of them.
Well, you're calling them jealous then if you're saying that.
Yeah. All right, Evan, you ready to take over?
Let's do it, E.
I'm cheating a little.
All right, give me a minute.
All right.
Seriously,
to the listeners, these guys are going to be able to...
They're not going away for a week.
They're going to be able to bring it home.
And I'll see you Friday, Scotty.
I feel like they're going to be able to bring it home.
I got the funeral tomorrow.
I know.
So when you start the show, don't say...
I never do.
Steiny and Guru. We don't know where Guru is.
That's not what I've done.
Evan's laughing because he
does. I don't do that.
But you set it up with subliminal. We don't know where he's at.
Evan, can you tell him that... All I do is stick up for him.
Now you do a little bit.
That texture's a little
put
thin,
put your coat
buddy.
On, Steiny. Go ahead and get him. What was our girl they called, Evan? What was her name? Rosa.
Rosetta?
Yeah, no, the girl they called told Steiny to get some leather.
Savannah.
Oh, Savannah.
Savala.
Savannah's LeBron.
Have fun, Steiny.
He's going to have a good time.
He is. He also sits really high in his chair.
Now, I know better to ask you. You're live. You stay at concerts. So the last person for you was?
I went and saw... I went and saw Chance the Rapper.
There it is.
Yeah, Chance the Rapper at the Masonic. It was unbelievable. Now, it sounds like Steiny's venue is a little more intimate than the Masonic, but it'll be really nice. I hope he has a good time.
He should.
Well, he's going to come and probably, you know, do an hour on it tomorrow. But, okay, so...
Let's get it in.
Now we can really have a conversation about this.
Let's go.
I don't think Kyle Shanahan has any clue what the injury of Brock Purdy's toe is. That's what I take away from that update.
Expected
to practice on a Wednesday before a game that you were supposed to be back last week. He has no clue about the turf toe.
Evan, and I'm not trying to scare anybody, but you know the Guru computer spits it out. It is what it is. I'm yours. You are mine. What if there's a scenario to where we don't see Brock again? Has that crossed your mind at all?
Every single week.
Dude, wow!
And it gets worse and worse because it sounds like this toe isn't getting better or better. Every update on Wednesday has been the same for the last 3 weeks. Limited, not practicing. Limited, not practicing. I think they have no clue.
And you know, you work with Lowe. I've worked with him. Still a family friend. For him to describe that injury, Evan, you know, back when he had it or guys that have had it, I mean, it's playing out just like he said it. It's playing out just like, and Steiny got mad, or who got mad? Was it Willard or Dibbs, a Rappaport, the 2-6? Well, it looks like he nailed it. You know what I'm saying? But that Melissa Stark report to me was like, he was candid with her when I push off or move it to run. I'm like, dude, this is football, not anything else.
Oh, and Brian Baldinger also mentioned
good call.
Well, the biggest issue that Lowe continues to harp on that turf toe causes is it's not necessarily the game or how physical you are, like, you know, your level of being 100, close to 100%.
Right.
It's that you can't practice. And if you can't practice, you can't play. Because every week they're putting in all these different things. Yeah, Purdy knows the offense, but there's different things you have to do each week to get ready for games. And if you can't practice, you cannot play. And so that's the biggest issue right now to me looking at the 49ers quarterback position is there's only one guy that's able to consistently practice, and that's Mac Jones. And that's why I feel like he's probably going to play on Sunday against New York. And until Kyle comes to the podium and says something different than limited or expected to be limited, to me, that's the starting quarterback of the
season. So, Evan, would this make his sixth or seventh game missed?
For Purdy?
Yeah.
This would be after Jacksonville, which I believe
Yeah, you're right. I got it. I should read it to you. I asked you Texans, Buccaneers, Falcons. I've said Texans twice.
This would be Mac Jones' fifth start in a row,
yeah,
I think.
You're right. Wow.
Yeah. And so, and look, they've been able to play well with him. Like, I think even with Mac Jones, they should go beat the Giants. That's not a great football team. But the other thing I want to throw at you is, does it feel like...
Man.
It's less about the quarterback situation than I think it is everything deteriorating around the quarterback that has a lot of fans feeling like even if this season moves in the direction of the playoffs, that what are we watching for?
Wow, man.
You know, they're just going to limp to the finish line.
Well, we've seen the Giants do with the baseball Giants here in San Francisco from the wild card spot, but they were whole, right? We've seen Eli Manning do it from the wild card spot. But again, Evan, they were whole. And I get that. I think that's where you're going is, I mean, if somehow you can squeeze out a playoff berth, does it even really matter what happens that first round game? I don't know if that's where you're going, but that would be amazing in itself with everything they've had to endure thus far. And I emphasize thus far because, Evan, we don't know. Like Bryce Hupp, he got hurt again.
Yeah, and he's also not practicing today and is probably going to be out on Sunday. I think it's valuable because this is a young team. So a lot of the guys that are moving without the Bosas and the Warners, all those guys on defense, getting them to the postseason, to me, you don't want to not make the playoffs. Like, that's the goal every single year.
Playoffs or die, that's my motto.
Yeah, and at this point, it feels like, you know, you're just trying to, like, that's going to be maybe the ceiling for this football team, but that doesn't mean that you don't still try to get it every week. Like, the sky falling for a lot of people, to me, doesn't really make sense. I get each week the team doesn't look like itself because their big boys aren't out there, and injuries keep happening. But I think if they can make the playoffs, I think that sets them up very well for the future because you are going to get some of these guys that are hurt back. And then all of your young players that have to play because of these injuries are going to be significantly better as a result of that.
Now, that's where I want to go because I hear you, and you are right and on the right track. But, Evan, I feel like there's a version of tryout. Some of these guys are going to play themselves to where there's going to come a day for the rookies, second year, third year players to where it's like, damn, Evan isn't what we thought he was. You got a chance to play only because, but you weren't a keeper. But with that said, I look at McCaffrey, I look at Kittle, and I think of Bosa, I think of Warner. When they come back, I think of Ayuk, torn ACL and MCL. Evan, how unfair is it? And I'll be watching. Hey, when he does come back, let's just say it's week 10. All right, Ayuk, go out. It's going to take some time. And then I'm thinking about my stewards that I got on the defensive side of the ball for the future or next year. It's like give and take when or what you expect them to be when they get back. So that's why, again, I'm not saying the sky is falling, but I am starting to think, man, how much can they endure for them to live up to the physical bad boys that they've been since 2019? And I just wonder how much of the injury bug now, E, is because of how physical and dominant they've been. But the bottom line to me is they missed a window, not to win it once, but win it twice.
Well, but I heard you guys talking a lot about this during the summertime. And let me ask you, did you think the window was closed for the previous era of contention?
Going into
this year.
No, I still thought they had some, like I had to see them fall off.
Oh, I thought you said they were done.
Oh, no. No, it was there. I hear what you're saying. I looked at last year, 6-11, 90% injuries. But the concern level for your boy was like, I'm looking side-eyed like maybe this is the price of a dynasty. So I hadn't written them off from being in contention or physical because I was, you know, trying to give them the benefit of the doubt with health. But now I'm starting to feel like, man, this might have to be a whole new, just a rebuild, as you talk about.
Yeah, but if you're rebuilding and this is your first year and you make the playoffs, isn't that a good start? Like, my point is, if this is the beginning of whatever the next iteration of 49ers football is going to be, and you win 10 games in a year where you get hit with injuries to the majority of your big boys,
that would constitute a good start.
Like, that's, I know that doesn't make people feel better because you want your team to be one of those 2019s or 2023s, and you want them to get over the hump. But they had to reset so many things. And to me, I know the season has not gone the way that people want, and I got a lot of concerns about the Niners. I think it's hard not to watching this football team. But if grand scheme, macro, I'm looking at this season as the start, that's a pretty good start. Well, you know,
you
got the same quarterback, you got the same head coach, you got the same ownership in front office, but like, I'm just, that's the way that I'm choosing to look at it.
And I can't sit here in front, Upton, Stout, Siegel, guys like that, Alfred Collins, Michael Williams, who aren't actually, you know, lighting the world on fire. But if you're going to go with the old, you know, well, I didn't get my first job at Burger King, they said I didn't have any experience, they're getting that experience.
And that one, I don't really get.
And if you're telling me it hurt me, if you're telling me it can culminate and give them postseason berth, forget, you know, what happens in that game. And obviously, Niner fans want them to win. I hope I'm not sounding like, if this team, this version of the Niners make the playoffs, that's an incredible feat.
Yeah, because there's also other teams. You look around the playoffs or look around the NFC picture and you would say that team should be more in the playoffs. Like, the Niners have a chance to play the majority, half to the majority of their season with their backup quarterback. That's what it's looking like, right? If they make the postseason, they're probably taking the spots of one of the Commanders, who were in the NFC Championship game last year and have a stud quarterback, though he's been hurt. Your Cowboys.
Yeah.
Who had the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, and a couple of the Chicago Bears, who are an upstart team with a new head coach. Like, you're telling me you've made the postseason, you've had a better record than those groups, and you've done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
With a backup quarterback and all these injuries, like, that to me is that's pretty incredible. And I know it's not going to make anybody feel better when the season eventually comes to an end, but you know, I think for right now, it's like, dude, like, if they win this weekend, which is a winnable game, they're 6-3.
Yeah, wow, man,
that to me is unbelievable. I mean, they got a negative score differential. The team that we saw in Houston was like, oh, my gosh.
So, but, E, to that point, I get what you're putting down, but with everything that's going on, when you just look at everything and do an autopsy on this season and where they're at health-wise, I don't know if Bosa's going to be available week one. I'm not robbing him of that. Warner, two, I guess moving forward, E, what are you then after this season is over, when you still have to lightweight worry about, you know, those guys, when they come back, Ayuk, how he fits in, everybody's a year older. I get that, and I'm not writing the Niners off. Brock in this toe, or is he back this season? I guess at that point, do you just say because of what we did with the quote-unquote, and Stoney's not listening, the light schedule, all systems a go next year? Because if you make the playoffs, you know that schedule's not going to be as easy, and I never bought into that as this one.
No, it'll get tougher, but then that also that'll kind of let us know what this season really was, right? Was it just about the schedule, or are they actually legitimate? I mean, I think that's what it's going to prove. There's a lot of teams that were in that situation. You know, you look at a team like, it's a little different, but the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings last year went, what, 14-3?
Incredible.
So they're playing, actually, they're playing a second-place schedule, but you found out that team actually wasn't really as good because now they're giving the keys to a young quarterback.
But you gave your quarterback away. Yeah, I got you. You said
that. Yeah, they let him, they traded him.
Yeah, that was, it looks like the bad decision.
So that means you got to have a lot of faith in the playmakers on your team. So the Niners are not in a good spot, and when I hear Shanahan talk about the Purdy's, the Pearsall's, I'm just wondering, like, if and when this ever, if this thing is going to come to fruition. But to me, just giving up on the season, which is
never
what I hear from a lot of people. I know it's hard to feel excited when you're seeing, you know, spring training numbers walk out there, but this team is still in a pretty good spot.
Now, I said this with Steiny. You just let me know what you think, because I tend to overreact. It's not even overreact. I'm disappointed in Pearsall's unavailability. Evan, your thoughts when you hear he's not practicing? And maybe he miraculously feels better, plays New York, but dude was looking like he could be the guy. And I'm not saying he's not, but it just stinks, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what he was marketed as. You know, a guy who could make plays.
And be a one, possibly.
Yeah, when he's on the field.
Yeah, he was putting up numbers.
When he's on the field. You know,
that is wild, when he's on the field.
There were guys taken around him that were also pretty good. Lab McConkey was taken, I think, a few picks after him in the second round. Like, there were other guys that were there, but the Niners wanted him. And the other thing, too, is, like, he is good.
I know that, right. Okay.
I don't know. He ain't Jamar Chase, so he's pretty good.
Yeah.
So that's another part about this year. It's like, even the guys that, well, Pearsall you could consider maybe injury prone, but like the one guy that just knifed through the heart was Warner, because he missed one game in his entire career.
That hurt, man.
And his stuff went sideways.
Yeah.
Kind of like Scattaboo, as you're going to see this weekend.
No doubt. Or you're not going to see.
I just realized something, Goo.
Give it to me.
Steiny took the reads.
That is. But isn't that on brand, though?
I'm pretty sure he did this Frontier Ford before he left.
That's so on brand.
On accident, but fortunately so.
What if he set you up, though? He did it on purpose.
No, I think he helped me out.
All right.
But I'm going to go ahead and just say, crossover's coming up next. Getting Zimfer Steiny with Guru on 95.7.
There you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.